born.
The Worth app makes ordering your workshop consumables and products a breeze. Download it today.
The value of coin increased by 4 cents today to $3.64. What is your coin worth today?
Summer Breakfast.
Thanks for being with us on SEN Summer Breakfast. David King and Jack Heverin. 7 minutes to 7 o'clock. Luke Beveridge, the coach of the Western Bulldogs, will join us at 20 past seven this morning. Michael Klinger, the coach of the Melbourne Renegades. And Robbie Crews still to come as well. Some more discussion on the ball boys at the Australian Open that we'll get to very soon as well. But we are delighted to have Mike Jones join us. One of the best in the business for USA Today. Mike, thanks for your time. And it's fair to say that as much as the discussion in the NFL is happening with what's happening on the field, there's a bit to follow along with a couple of teams, and one in particular with Baltimore with some COVID issues now.
Yeah, you're exactly right. And thanks for having me. It is definitely kind of intriguing and also concerning that now they have up to, it sounds like, 10 cases, and they're supposed to be playing in 2 days on Thanksgiving against the Pittsburgh Steelers. And right now, the game is still on schedule. They're hoping these cases are isolated, but there's a lot of uncertainty that's still hanging in the air.
Mike, do we know whether those cases are the players, or they're the staff, or the coaching staff, or the support staff? Who are those impacted?
Well, we know that Dobbins and Ingram, they're top two running backs, are among the players. It sounds like it's a split among players and staff members. Other than those two guys, we haven't received names. So, you know, if it's just the five players, it'll be, you know, challenging, but they're hoping that they can get through. If it's more than that, and if the numbers, we'll see what happens tomorrow. But also another guy on the list I forgot was defensive tackle Brandon Williams, who, you know, he's out because of close contact. So he himself does not have it. So we'll see. There's a lot of uncertainty hanging there. Again, the NFL is hoping they'll still have the game. But, this could really go up until Thursday morning with the uncertainty of knowing, because as the numbers continue to spike, they could have to push it back.
It's a story that we're following along for sure. Mike, just lastly on the Baltimore side of things, has the league, I mean, this is not something they've encountered this season so far, is there gaps in the schedule built in to play make-up games at any stage, or not really?
This is basically because Pittsburgh and Baltimore have both used up their byes. Now, the one thing they could do is they could push it back from Thursday to Sunday, or possibly Monday. I think they did have one earlier this year that somebody played on a Tuesday. That would give them some more time. But there aren't any more bye weeks for either one of these teams. If they aren't able to make it up this week, what they would have to do would be tack it on to the end of the season. They moved back. They canceled the Pro Bowl, so that way they could have an 18th week for makeup games if they have to. Obviously, they're hoping to get all these games in, but that would be kind of some flexibility at the end of the season. Anybody who didn't make up games, they could play it then. Or if they're not able to get them all made up in those 18 weeks, then they would determine the playoffs based on win percentage and go with 16 teams instead of 14.
Which is a big story, Mike, because you've got the Steelers who are 10 wins, no losses. They're undefeated. We haven't had an undefeated team through the season proper. Was it the Bears way back when? I think I've seen stories of where they cheers a champagne, the team independently, and call each other every time the undefeated teams to that point of the season take their first loss. And it would be a big story if this game was the Dolphins, was it?
Right, yep, the Dolphins, I think it was in 72. Now, the New England Patriots did have a time where they were undefeated all the way until they lost the Super Bowl, but you're right, the one perfect team all the way through the Super Bowl was the Dolphins, and they definitely, like you said, they talk about, okay, hey, we got the champagne, we can celebrate, we're still the one perfect team.
How are you seeing the season? And we just talked about the Steelers being undefeated 10 in a row. But there's a few challenges. There's a few wild cards. Mahomes did it again on the weekend. Where are you seeing the season at the moment?
I still feel like that everybody is just trying to jockey for position to challenge the Chiefs. I know they've got one loss, They are not, you know, we haven't seen them be quite as dominant some games, but I also watch the way they're playing. It looks like they're almost experimenting. Like, okay, let's try to see if we can win this way. We'll change up our strategy and do a lot of things that are out of character to make sure that we're strong and prepared for all scenarios. But whenever they want to, when they put their foot on the gas, as we saw last week, Mahomes in that final minute and 43 seconds was as cool as could be and just marched downfield, made the game-winning touchdown pass. I still think that they are the team to beat. In the NFC, it's really a dogfight. It's up for grabs, whether it's the Rams or the Seahawks or the Packers. The Bucks have faltered a little bit, but it's going to come down to the wire in that conference.
Mike, thanks so much for your time this morning. We appreciate the latest on Baltimore, and obviously there's a fair bit more to play out in this in the next coming hours and certainly in the next 24 hours. So thanks for the latest news on it.
All right, thank you for having me.
Mike Jones joining us from USA Today, a very, very good reporter on the NFL.
I thought the biggest NFL story of the day was tradie news this morning. Joel went with the John went with it, maybe leaning towards, didn't quite say Brady's done, but he's leaning that way.
Has he written him off?
He's nodding.
He's nodding.
There's trouble in the
Brady
camp.
Are you writing him off?
Well, he's made a few horrendous mistakes late in games this year.
Yeah, he has. He's had a couple of bad blues. It's SEN Summer Breakfast, all thanks to Coin.